With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Ballot boxes are set on fire in Oregon and Washington.
The Clark County, Washington auditor calls it heartbreaking. A ballot drop box at a transit center was set on fire. Hundreds of ballots were ruined. First responders put out the fire. A fire suppression system failed to work. Investigators are reviewing surveillance video for a possible culprit. Across the Columbia River in Portland, Oregon, an explosive device was dropped inside a ballot drop box in the early morning hours. A fire suppression system there did work. With just three ballots damaged, those voters are being given replacement forms. I'm Jackie Quinn.
USA Today is joining the Washington Post and the LA Times in refusing to endorse a presidential candidate in 2024, this after endorsing Biden in 2020. USA Today explained it will let its readers make informed decisions on their own. Amazon founder and Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos is defending his newspaper's decision to stop endorsing candidates, saying endorsements do nothing to tip the scales of the election. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump reveals a new tax break for family caregivers during his speech to a packed rally at Madison Square Garden in New York City Sunday.
Donald Trump said to a crowd of about 20,000 people during his rally at Madison Square Garden, quote, "I am announcing a new policy today that I will support a tax credit for family caregivers who take care of a parent or a loved one." During the Republican National Convention in July, the party's platform included strengthening Medicare and expanding support for family caregivers through tax credits and reduced red tape. In addition to giving tax breaks to caregivers, he also has discussed other tax policies, including plans to get rid of the federal income tax, as he recently discussed on the talk show, as well as no tax on tips and overtime pay. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Men are displacing women in sports.
According to a new report from the United Nations, women have lost nearly 900 medals to males competing against them under rules that accommodate transgender athletes. A growing number of female competitors are also suffering significant injuries while playing against men, especially in combat sports such as boxing. Several international sports governing bodies are beginning to place restrictions on men seeking to compete against women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has permanently blocked enforcement of Ohio's ban on virtually all abortions. Hamilton County Judge Christian Jenkins cited voters' approval last November of Issue 1, which created a constitutional right to abortion. Republican Attorney General Dave Yost acknowledged that the restriction on most abortions once a heartbeat is detected was in jeopardy after the amendment passed. He wanted several side provisions retained. This is SRN News. This year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is on its way.
It may only be October, but Rockefeller Center in New York City is getting ready for Christmas.
I love Christmas.
Last year, Cher was the star of the show, along, of course, with a giant Christmas tree. This year, Rockefeller Center says the tree is coming from Massachusetts, the first tree to hail from the state since 1959. The Norway spruce will be cut down November 7th in West Stockbridge and travel roughly 140 miles, arriving November 9th in Manhattan. It will be lit during a live TV broadcast on December 4th. No word yet on who will perform. Julie Walker, New York.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is set to be released from prison today. He'll have served his four-month prison term on two counts of contempt of Congress for failing to comply with a Democrat subpoena. More details at SRNnews.com.